Harper Audio presents Lessons in Love, London's Perfect Scoundrel by Suzanne Enoch. Performed by Tavia Gilbert. Prologue.
And a gentleman should realize that a lady has a mind of her own, for goodness sake.
Evelyn Rudick set down her teacup with a clatter, surprised that the conversation she and her friends had begun on the manners of men had become so earnest. She thought she'd accepted that all males were impossible, but from the ruckus in her heart, obviously she wasn't happy about that fact. Lucinda Barrett and Lady Georgiana Halley were right in their witty criticisms, as they usually were. And damn it all, she too was tired of being walked all over by every cravat-wearing member of humanity. Proper behavior for men. It almost seemed an oxymoron, but clearly someone needed to do something about their arrogant, self-involved ways. Lucinda stood, going to the desk at the other end of the room.
"We should write these down," she said, pulling several sheets of paper from a drawer and returning to hand them out. "The three of us wield a great deal of influence, particularly with the so-called gentlemen to whom these rules would apply."
"And we would be doing other ladies a service," Georgiana said, her expression growing more thoughtful as her own frustration eased.
"But a list won't do anything for anyone but ourselves."
Still skeptical at the usefulness of such a task, Evelyn took the pencil Lucinda handed her anyway.
"If that..." "Oh, yes, it will, when we put our rules into practice," Georgiana argued. "I propose that we each choose some man and teach him what he needs to know to properly impress a lady."
"Yes, by God!"
Lucinda thumped her hand on the table. Evelyn looked from one of her friends to the other. Her brother would likely scold her for wasting her time in frivolity, but then he didn't have to know. Perhaps he would stay in India forever and leave them with one less scoundrel to reform. She smiled at the thought and pulled her blank paper closer. Truth be told, it was nice to feel as though she were doing something productive, whatever small use anyone might make of a list. Georgiana chuckled as she began writing.
"We could get our rules published. Lessons in Love by Three Ladies of Distinction. Evelyn's List. 1. Never interrupt a lady when she's speaking to you, as if what you have to say is more important. 2. If you ask for an opinion, expect to receive one, and don't make fun of it. 3. Gentlemanly behavior isn't just opening doors. To make an impression, you have to be concerned over a lady's needs at least as much as your own. 4. Don't assume, when a lady wants to take up a task or a cause, that it's just a hobby."
Evelyn sat back and looked at what she'd written, blowing on it to remove the excess pencil lead.
There, that should do it.
Now all she needed was a victim, or rather, a student. She grinned.
"This is fun."
Chapter 1. In law, an infant, and in years, a boy. In mind, a slave to every vicious joy. From every sense of shame and virtue weaned, in lies an adept, in deceit a fiend, versed in hypocrisy while yet a child, fickle as wind of inclinations wild, woman his dupe, his heedless friend a tool, old in the world, though scarcely broke from school. Lord Byron, Demaetus. 1 year later.
"I really wish you wouldn't make such a fuss about it," Evelyn Rudick said, taking a step away from her brother. "Lucinda Barrett and I have been friends since we came out together."
Victor closed the distance between them again, his tone clipped and annoyed.
"Be friends at some other soiree," he returned. "Her father doesn't even have a vote in the house.
And tonight I need you to chat with Lady Gladstone.
I don't like Lady Gladstone,
Evie murmured back, stifling a curse when Victor clasped her arm, preventing her from sidling away again.
She drinks whiskey.
And her husband is an influential West Sussex property owner. Putting up with a little inebriation is a small price to pay for a seat in the House of Commons.
You only say that because she won't be breathing on you. Victor, I came here tonight to dance and to chat with my fr—
Her brother lowered his dark eyebrows.
You came here tonight because I escorted you, and I only did that so you would be able to assist me with my campaign.
They both knew she'd lost the argument before it began. She frequently had the suspicion that Victor allowed her to debate him, only so he could put her in her place more often.